This is Dale Andrew Who's Via Remote. I'm Gene Rand. With jobless numbers closing in on Great Depression levels, the federal government is once again ready to channel a massive amount of money into the American economy, about $500 billion. Passed by both the House of Representatives and the Senate, the measure is expected to be signed into law by President Donald Trump this week. The bill includes $250 billion earmarked for small and medium-sized businesses to help meet payroll, rent, and other expenses. Almost 4.5 million people filed for unemployment benefits in the U.S. last week, bringing to 26 million those who have lost work in the past 5 weeks. Meanwhile, the coronavirus continues to extend its deadly footprint on the world. Johns Hopkins University reports more than 2.7 million COVID-19 cases, with nearly 192,000 deaths. Here in the United States, the number of cases stands at about 870,000, with almost 50,000 lives lost. The state of New York is the hardest hit, 263,000 infections, with a loss of almost 21,000 lives. Meanwhile, about 14% of people given antibody testing in New York have shown up positive. Governor Andrew Cuomo says that means up to 2.7 million people statewide may have had the virus and recovered. The Czech Republic is loosening restrictions for foreigners who have been barred from entering the country, and its citizens can once again travel abroad, and the ban on the movement of people across the Czech Republic has been lifted. In Spain, for the first time since its devastating COVID-19 outbreak, there are more recoveries than new infections. Today's numbers, 2,796 new cases and 3,100 recoveries. Muslims worldwide have begun their observance of Ramadan with dawn-to-dusk fasting, but many will have to forego the communal prayers and family gatherings that make the holy month special, as authorities maintain lockdowns aimed at slowing the coronavirus pandemic. Ramadan is usually a festive season, with a day-long fast followed by lavish meals and evening get-togethers. This year will be far different. This is VOA News. In Britain, where the pandemic death toll has risen to almost 19,000, there are deep concerns over how COVID-19 is sweeping through the nation's 20,000 nursing homes. There have been more than 1,000 deaths in such facilities in England and Wales. In Scotland, which keeps its own records, fully a third of pandemic fatalities have occurred in homes for the elderly. And the World Health Organization says half of Europe's COVID-19 deaths may be in nursing homes. Back in the U.S., despite a rising number of COVID-19 cases, the U.S. state of Georgia is going ahead with its plan to reopen its economy. Brian Kemp was one of the last governors to issue a stay-at-home order on April 3rd. Today, he's allowing gyms, barbershops, and hair salons, among other businesses, to reopen despite obvious difficulties that will pose for social distancing and the risk that entails. Georgia's neighboring state of South Carolina is lifting its shutdown restrictions on department stores, flower shops, and other businesses deemed non-essential. South Carolina's chief epidemiologist cautions that the risk of exposure remains for everyone. Other governors are wrestling with the question of when to reopen for business, despite the warnings of health officials who say there is potential harm from such a move made too soon. President Trump yesterday at his news briefing had a new suggestion for dealing with the coronavirus: ingesting disinfectant. The Environmental Protection Agency issued a quick reminder that disinfectant products should never be ingested, that they're meant only for cleaning surfaces. The makers of Lysol issued the same warning today. According to a new survey, few Americans say they regularly look to or trust President Trump as a source of coronavirus information. According to the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, just 3 of 10 Americans say they regularly get COVID-19 information from Mr. Trump, and fewer say they have high levels of trust in what the president is telling the public about the pandemic. Confidence in Mr. Trump is higher among his supporters. Still, only about half of Republicans say they have a lot of trust in his pandemic briefings. Hopes for an effective COVID-19 treatment have taken on a blow, with China reporting that small-scale testing on the antiviral drug remdesivir has proved disappointing, with no positive results for patients. But Gilead Sciences says its drug is being tested in several places around the world. The China report helped send stock prices down on Wall Street yesterday and today on Asian exchanges. The Nikkei average shed about 1% of its value. The same was true in Shanghai. U.S. markets have opened higher today as oil prices are showing a 4% gain. University entrance exams are being conducted in Hong Kong after being delayed for a month by the pandemic. Temperature checks, masks, and social distancing are in place at the testing sites. I'm Gene Randall via remote, and this is VOA News.